it's the prayer of faith. The O is symbolic of the Holy Spirit and His presence over a person. So you do the rhetorical thing. Hey, we anoint him with oil. And then you say, if it be your will. Absolutely declaring that you're not praying the prayer of faith because you don't know God's will. So I'm praying the prayer of hope that this works. Hey, at least I'm obeying God and doing the oil, but I can't be bold, so bold to say that it's the will of God to heal you, so I hope this works, pal. That's really what we're doing. Come on, that's what we're doing. Pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith, what's it say? Will save the sick, and the Lord. So the prayer of faith will save the sick. I want to grow up to that and live up to that. I don't want to make any excuse. I'm not taking some way out. I'm going after that. I could stand here right now in the last 2 months and I'd have to take off my shoes without being arrogant, and I could just start telling you things that I hear back that have happened in testimonies, and a handful of them in the last month that were impossible stuff. I get them on my phone recorder. I go to travel places and I go back to places, and then I hear all the things that were found out since I was there. It's fun. Do you think it's just coincidence or God's sovereign choice or some special gift of healing that's functioning here? Or do you think it's what we're believing that's releasing the anointing of God? Because if the body says it's a special gift, then we're all going to become passive and excluded also, and we're not going to purpose to believe. Thank God for the gifts. Not against them. I like the gifts of the Spirit. I like the gift of healing. I like the gift of faith. I like when God causes you to see something that you can't see, and now that you see it, it can't not happen.